one since it doesn't matter.
Can I call order this Borough Assembly meeting? Pledge allegiance is led by me, invocation is by me. Okay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We all pray. Dear Lord, please guide us through this evening. Open our hearts and our minds so that we may have good decisions to help this community. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
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 Okay, we have no community presentation. Roll call.
Assemblymember Stokes.
Present.
Jack.
Here.
Privet.
Here.
McConaughey.
Here.
Simon.
Here.
Mayor Massan. Vice Mayor McCloskey.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Amendments. Conflict of interest. I'm going to conflict of interest for 13D.
13D?
13D.
D.
It's our budget.
Your Honor, would you specify why?
It's our budget. It's also my husband's, his budget's in there also.
Okay.
He works for the city. He works for the city.
His budget's also in there. He has paid for the budget.
Well, I don't think there's any special consideration for him.
Well, it's just something that I want to make sure that it's known that it's something that I'm voting on, and it's also his votes, and therefore his what he gets, what he makes.
Your Honor, assembly members, the remaining assembly members has to declare whether she has a conflict of interest or not.
Okay, then I suppose I have to do the same thing.
Well, I don't personally see a conflict in either one of them.
Wait. Okay. No.
That's what we need to tell.
And does the remaining assembly members agree with that?
Yes. No conflict.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, item 5, consent agenda.
Okay, just a second. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the consent agenda, or the items listed under the consent agenda, and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Full votes, please.
Assembly members, Jack.
Yes.
Privet.
Yes.
McConaughey.
Yes.
Simon.
Yes.
Stokes.
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey.
Yes. Borough manager's report.
Just one reminder that was in the written report that the downtown revitalization project update meeting will be held this Thursday at 6 p.m. here at City Hall. This is an evening meeting, hopefully in order to allow business owners that may have concerns to attend as well.
Any comments? I would like to say something. I am very, very happy to see this capital budget, the amount that we've received. That is fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, we did very well.
You guys did a wonderful, wonderful job. I really need to say that. It's great.
And for the public, that's $12,597,777. That's a nice shock for us in the coming years, which will continue to the ongoing work it's been that we're in the midst of now, plus more to come. So that's great.
Right. And anybody that would like to be CCD these, it is on our webpage, and it does tell you what the all the improvements in the budget section went to. Really good stuff. Okay, Borough Clerk's file.
Can you give everybody some upcoming dates to remember? Ordinance number 3 on from the Alaska Constitution. I also gave everyone a special elections calendar. June 4th, Monday at 9 a.m. is the first day to absentee vote in person here City Hall. If you cannot be here to absentee vote in person, you can apply to receive a ballot. I can mail it to you, or we can now fax. June 18th, which falls on a Monday, is the last day to absentee vote in person, and special election day is June 19th, Tuesday, at the Nolan Civic Center. Polls open up at 8:00, close at 8 p.m. Canvas board meets June 21st, certify election results. June 25th on a Monday, or we can do it on a Tuesday, but we should be consistent and have it the Monday before the Tuesday regular. The code review committee will have their first meeting on Wednesday, June 6th, at 7 p.m. here at City Hall. The members are Assembly Members Jack, McConaughey, Privet, Borough Manager Rooney, and myself. Are there any questions?
Comment? Thank you, Christie. Okay. We have Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. We have no appointments. Any reports for the Assembly members?
I'd just like, Tim referenced in his Borough Manager report the graduates of 2012, and I thought that was a really neat comment in there, the your insert. But I'd just like to congratulate all the kids that are moving on and going to colleges or whatever their endeavor may be. So congratulations to all of you.
I'd just like to remind everybody that next Monday is Memorial Day, and we should keep in mind what that really means to the freedom of this country.
Thank you. Any other questions to be heard? Laura. Do you need to state your name and address, please?
Laura Salar, 3.5 miles of Mobile Highway. It's not so much a statement as a question. I realize you may not be able to answer it at this point in time, but one, there's been rumors flying wild. If the recall goes through, who actually seats the new board members? We've been told it's the assembly, it's been told the mayor, and then the governor. So that's one of the questions.
I can answer that. If the whole board was to be recalled, which is not the case, the governor at that point appoints the people. As there is one member that has not been recalled, it is brought to this assembly, the mayor makes his choices, and with the approval of the assembly, that is who sits on the board.
I don't believe that's correct. I believe that's only in the case of the governing body, which is this body here.
Mm-hmm.
There's another state statute that reflects to other elected boards and commissions.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that statute requires that if the majority of that board is recalled, then and if there's business to be performed, then the governor appoints until the next special election.
So answer her question.
I don't know that that's
can you answer her question?
Another special election.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not according to our
ordinance. She's looking at us like we're lost. Tim, can you
We'll just get it.
I think Christy's going.
Christy's going to get the answer.
Thank you.
You're not supposed to ask these tough questions.
Well, it's good that this gets brought out.
Yes, it
so
is.
So everybody knows.
It's a very good question.
Yeah.
I'm not just hired by the book. Thank you, Christy.
Under 240-120 successors, it speaks to the governing body, which doesn't pertain to this, speaks to the school board, which does not pertain to this. It says, if an official other than a member of the governing body or school board is recalled, a successor shall be elected to fill the unexpired portion of the term. The election shall be held not more than 60 days after the date the recall election is certified, except that if a regular election occurs within 75 days after certification, the successor shall be chosen at that election.
Okay, so you say back-to-back, so the special election.
Yeah. It's
and then our regular election again in October? No? Am I not getting that?
That's possibly. I'd have to count on the calendar because it says the election shall be held not more than 60 days after the date the recall election is certified.
Okay.
Except that if a regular election occurs within 75 days after certification, that successor shall be chosen at that election. So it's either not that special back-to-back or the regular.
Okay.
But there'd be another election.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it is, okay. So there is, so it's not like the governor's not going to come in. And I didn't think so because the city is the governing body, not the hospital.
Okay. It doesn't pertain to the medical.
Okay. I can see how we can jump.
So in other words, after, let us say if on the recall, if it goes through and everybody's recalled, then we have to have a special election, and it'll 60 days after the 21st of June or whenever.
Right,
it'd
be 60 days after. Let's see, I plan to certify the elections for June 25th.
Okay, so then you have 60 days from there, and that is a special election only to fulfill till the next regular election,
that's
which
correct.
Is the
that's
first
correct.
Day of October.
Right.
Okay.
Just a very short term.
So just a very short.
Fill the seats while all this is going
can
on.
Can we just, that's, yeah, that's just
one of the documents, please. So who would fill the seats while all this
you know,
is going
rather
on?
Rather than us speculate on this is something that we should let Bob look at.
Okay.
We'll have him develop
okay.
a written answer and I'll have it to you before the next regular meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Or
that,
I will.
That
okay.
works.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
That works. So it's just that yes, because there's so many people asking and wondering, and I think it just kind
of there are a lot of questions.
Since it's coming up, we just kind of need to get ducks in a row so everybody understands the process.
Absolutely.
If it does go through, and if it doesn't, then it's a moot point. And I'm not trying to wade off in anything deep here, but I just kind of don't get. So at any point in time, the USDA said they were never going to have something. I'm still lost on this funding thing.
Mr. Rooney?
Well,
I don't
understand
the question.
What's the question?
I don't understand what's going on in general, so that's why I'm having trouble. They're saying that if I understood, it was that they said they never would, they never indicated, trying to remember, because I'm still having a hard time understanding this USDA stuff. They never indicated that they would.
Well, the newspaper,
yeah.
The article in the newspaper was a little confusing.
Yes.
And what they It's my understanding that the USDA had never committed to interim financing.
Okay, interim financing. Okay.
They had to the financing of the building itself, overall financing, but not to the interim financing, but in between the time it's approved and the loan goes through.
Okay.
That's my understanding of what was said.
Okay.
Mr. Rooney, can you and Pam, excuse me?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
USDA provided two letters to the city and borough of Wrangell and Wrangell Medical Center that they had intended to loan us an amount of money. They never indicated in those letters that they would provide us interim financing. What the USDA has communicated now with the pending recall petition is that if there is a, I want to use Mr. Nordland's words, but if there is a complete overhaul of the WMC board, that they would have to reconsider whether or not they would continue to loan that money as a revenue bond and whether they would want to change it to a general obligation bond.
And what would that mean to the citizens of Wrangell?
If it was a general obligation bond, the citizens would have to vote on that to approve it. And there's also potential limits for how much money we're allowed to borrow on a general obligation bond, and I believe Jeff's trying to research that in the event that we're in that position.
Does that answer your question?
That makes it a lot more clear, and just as a citizen, I'd like to say that whole if thing put out by USDA concerns me, that it is a way to influence an election. So that's the way I take it. So that's just my thoughts. But thank you for your time.
Thank you. Jerry?
Jerry Buthy, 3 1/4 Zamovia Highway. You know, I come up here tonight and I really don't know how to get started on this because I don't want to overdo it and have my pacemaker go off here and scare the shit out of everybody. Yeah. But, you know, I'm really, really depressed about what's been going on this recall. 4 meetings ago, Mr. McConaughey told the Mayor Maxan that he had a conflict of interest because he was telling the truth about what the hospital and the hospital board was doing. Well, Mr. McConaughey, as a public servant, I believe that it is your civic duty to tell the people of this community the truth. And if you do not believe in telling them the truth, you have no business sitting on that board. Your vote, along with Pam McCloskey and Wilma Stokes the other night, was disgusting at best. You tried to deny 128 people their right to vote, which is against the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but it does to me, because I spent my 3 years, 9 months, and 11 days with Uncle Sam. Millions of Americans have died to protect the Constitution of the United States. And you three people, in your ultimate wisdom, tried to deny us our right to vote. And for that, one other thing. I want to thank the rest of the assembly for actually passing that resolution. Thank you. But you three people, you broke your oath of office. Do you remember what your oath of office is or was? Mm-hmm. Would you like me to read it to you?
Sure.
You guys broke your oath of office And to me, you need to be recalled, or the best thing to do, you need to resign right now. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Noel?
Noel Silvery, 223 3rd Avenue. Used to having to use it. Since the recall is the topic du jour, I wanted to provide some information about the impact of the recall if it were to go through. We've already talked in here that it's a high likelihood that there's a general obligation bond that would come as a, use Tim's phrasing from the Nordland email about material change or wholesale change of the board. I don't know.
That was the word, wholesale.
Yes, a large change in the board, I'll paraphrase. And it going to a GO bond. We're not sure, I guess, from a brief discussion I had with Jeff J. Bush today, if the city could even bond under a GO bond for that much money to build the hospital, much less whether it would even pass. But if those things were to happen, I asked the our architect what code issues would be involved, because we probably wouldn't see another funding stream large enough for some time. The fire marshals made it clear in the last number of surveys that they've looked the other way on a number of pending large issues with the facility because they're expecting to replace it with a new compliant facility. And so my biggest concern, obviously, was whether we'd be viable or not. Not so much the cost of making the physical plant changes, because they would be substantial, but in the size of our rooms. We have really small rooms, and as you all know, many of you have been in or visited, we have 10 semi-private rooms that we have dual two beds in. And all of those rooms, those bathrooms are non-compliant. So for us to expand and make an AIA acceptable or an ADA acceptable, for that matter, bathroom, we will lose 10 beds in the facility, in the current facility. And so we would drop from 22-bed facility to a 12-bed facility. And so I have that. I'll give this to Christine in a second, which is just a very brief letter from Julie, who's our architect. I have the code reference if you need it. Both Olinda and I could probably say the same thing, but we asked the person who does our cost report for the hospital to say, you know, what the impact would be, and basically we would not be a sustainable facility at that point. So even if we stayed where we were, and that code would be mentioned, and I fully expect that that would be noted on our next survey, because we wouldn't have a new facility on the way, we would lose those beds, whether it happened the next day. Typically, if we get a citation with Medicare, we get to up to 90 days to fix it. I think on something this large with a, like a facility issue, we might get 6 months or a year. But that we'd have to negotiate with the feds in order to be able to do that or not. So I just feel like, you know, regardless of the politics that are involved in this thing, you need to know what the outcome could be for your facility, regardless. So I'll give you both of these letters to hand around to the assembly. Any questions you have, you can certainly ask.
Thank
you, Noel. Thank you. Okay, Judy Allen. I'm Judy Allen. I live at 8 3/4 miles of Movia. I'm probably every bit as upset as Jerry is about what happened at the assembly meeting when you took the vote. Actually, however any of you make decisions in your personal life is totally your own business, but when you're making decisions for the people who elected you, when you're making decisions that impact me, I don't believe that you have a right to be influenced by anything other than facts and law. I don't think you should ever make decisions in your official capacity for emotional reasons like, gee, a recall might cause us to lose funding for the hospital. I want someone representing me who is committed to sorting through all the peripheral emotional arguments that obscure every issue. I want someone who focuses on facts. Emotions have no place in a reasoned and logical search for the truth. And the truth is, we're a nation of codified laws. Seems to me that people who make decisions on any other basis are placing themselves above the law. I was sitting right over there on May 1st when your own attorney told you that you're compelled by municipal code to schedule an election within 75 days of when a sufficient recall petition is submitted to you. And I was sitting over there when he told you that you would be violating the people's rights to petition the government for redress of grievances if you didn't. And I was sitting there when Don McConaughey, Pam McCloskey, and Wilma Stokes chose to ignore the constitutional rights of the people and voted not to schedule the election. Just like Jerry, I'm very proud that the rest of you did, and I'm happy about that. But right now I'm standing here exercising my freedom of speech to let you know that I'm disappointed in the three of you who voted against it.
Thank you, Judy.
I'd actually like to respond to that, okay? And I'm one of the ones that voted the way that you liked. But the three people that you've talked about here, I truly believe that they have the community of Wrangell in their heart. And I mean, and it's not that they were trying to dish the Constitution by any means, but there's been a lot of issues going on with the hospital lately, and I think some of them kind of, there's one issue, there's two issues, and all of a sudden things get kind of convoluted, you might say. And the one thing that I have seen in the last year and a half that I've been on the assembly, overwhelmingly, is that people in this community want a new hospital. That part I'm quite sure of. I mean, people can say we don't need one, but I would say most people feel we do need one. And so with that being said and done, that was one item. On the other side of life, we have had another issue with one of our physicians, and so let's just pretend that that would have instigated, I mean, the recall, I don't know the whole heart and soul of this recall, okay? But in a way, from what I hear through the grapevine too, it might have been more about the fact that it wasn't about a new hospital, but it's about other issues related to the hospital, okay? And unfortunately, these two things had to collide, because this is a very critical time right now. We want a new hospital. And financing of a hospital is a very critical thing. And we want the best interest rate that we can get. And I think that the three people that voted that other direction the other day weren't trying to vote against anybody's rights. What they were voting against was they wanted a new hospital. And they were thinking about the fact that potentially that we need a hospital more. Well, everything needs to be right in this world. Okay, but ultimately, the hospital project might be a bigger issue than another issue. And we need to secure that new hospital. And we can get through some of these other issues potentially. I don't think that these people, I mean, I just hear how you feel strongly that they did you wrong. But in their heart, I think they were trying to do the community right. Okay, I didn't vote the way they voted. I voted because, right, legally, we can have a recall election. All right, here we go. And if I would have voted the other way, if I would have said, I also want this project to go through, and I want the best financing we can get. And I could have said, okay, well, we could have put the snafu on it, and then, but you know what? It just could have progressed it even longer. And then we need to get past this so that we can move on with this project, which is the biggest issue for this whole community. And so I'm going to stop, but all I'm saying is I understand where you had a negative feeling, but I don't really feel that the attack that you made on these people is because they were trying to be a disservice to the community. They're trying to be a service to this community. And I voted differently than them, but I can see why they might have, because we want our hospital project done. Okay.
I don't feel that I attacked those people.
Judy, you need to come to the podium if you're going to make a remark. Okay? All right. Any other comments? Okay, that was all we have on the actual persons they heard. Moving on. Unfinished business.
We have none.
13A, new business.
Proposed ordinance and ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Rumble, Alaska, amending Title 15 of the Rumble Municipal Code relating to public services, electricity, and this is the first reading.
I would move to approve the first reading, move to the second reading, and the scheduling of the public hearing for June 12, 2012.
Second.
Had a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Under discussion, I'd just like to make a comment that this is long overdue. I'm really pleased to see this ordinance finally before us, and we do a great disservice to people by allowing them to get to the point where they owe so much money to the city that we cut them off, and especially for young people, it creates a hole for them, and it's wonderful that we're all supposed to be responsible, et cetera, et cetera. But unfortunately, when you're young and dumb, you forget sometimes about paying bills and doing these things, and you end up in a real bad situation. And so by having a more stringent control over it, just like the private sector does when it comes to expending dollars, this makes a lot of sense to simply, you know, the city is not a bank. We ought not to be a bank, and this will help, I think, not only the community but other people who get electricity and decide to, for whatever reasons, they're not going to pay their bills for 4 or 6 months or 8 months or 9 months, and then all of a sudden the bill is so huge they can't. So this is, to me, a good thing. I appreciate it finally getting to us.
Other discussion? Polls, please.
Assembly members Kirby?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Item 13B.
Proposed resolution. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Rendell, Alaska, designating Camel's board duties to 3 assembly members for canvassing the results of the special election to be held June 19, 2012. As you know, I rotate every election, so this time it's assembly members Privet, McCloskey, and Mayor Maxam.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second it.
It's been moved to second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Item 13C.
Proposed resolution, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2012, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Sections 504010. Providing for the collection of taxes due 2012 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I'd just like to point out that this is not a new tax. It's just it's a clerical type thing that has to be done every year.
Keeps the mill levy at 12.75. Mm-hmm. Voters have authorized to raise it to 13, and we've been able to keep it at 12.75 the last 2 years.
And we should mention that we had a public hearing on this just prior to this meeting, and there was public comment that was entered into that at some point needs to be addressed, I guess.
No other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Griffith?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Item 13B.
Proposed resolution, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska for the fiscal year 2012-2013.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Well, this is the part where under our public hearing we did have some comments. One of them was from Mr. Christian concerning about the sales tax and maybe a possible looking at reducing it. I think that the finance director did bring up that it was far more severe than what was originally thought by reducing that to 5% or even down to 6%. And I know no one wants to hear this, but I do believe we will build a new hospital at some point in time, and we better make sure that we have the finances capable of continuing our funding. And one other comment that I would like to make is that when it comes to this year's budget, that the mayor wrote in his little letter, it is clear that the financial state of the city and borough of Wrangell is strong. And one of the reasons it's strong is that we have held the line and kept us in the position to where we could operate under extreme times, I guess, and without bumping the edge all the time of reducing things down to the point where you have to start cutting and you know, taking things away that by and large the majority of the citizens appreciate what they have. Would they like the Parks and Recs programs that we have involved in this community? They like the funding that we provide to the school system that we have in this community. And I think if you go up and down the street, that like the library that we provide to this community and the public services associated with that, and as terrible as Main Street is right now, I think once this darn job is done, I think they're going to like the new Main Street. It's not what all of us want, but I think when it's all done and said, we're going to have a nice community. One thing about Wrangell is it is a nice community, probably one of the nicest communities in the state of Alaska, or maybe anywhere if we want to go that far. I mean, I've always considered Wrangell as the center of the universe, and I think that's very true. And I think to do that, we need to pursue this budget as it was proposed, fund it, and just move forward. And hopefully keep everybody's feet to the fire when it comes to our city employees and staff so that we accomplish all the things that this budget lays out for us to be able to do.
I should state at the work session there were several different items that were brought up by the Assembly. There has been additional funding placed in for streets, and we did address the funding for the young education program.
Okay. I'd also like to say that I'd like to thank you guys for your hard work. I mean, we had the meeting also from Mayor, and I do appreciate it. You guys do a wonderful job on this. Okay.
Just for curiosity's sake, Jeff, if I could ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. As far as taxes in the city, okay, Anchorage doesn't have any, right? I go up to Anchorage and I buy something, it's $2.99, it's $2.99.
That's right.
What would be, and we're at 7%, when we say we're high, I mean, what is Petersburg, just for instance? I don't know.
I think Petersburg is 6%.
Six, okay, and yeah. Ketchikan is?
Anchorage is zero, but their property tax is like 18 or 19.
Yeah, there you
ours
go.
Is
12. So they've got something different going on.
And like I said in the work session, that I believe Petersburg has several other, and other, I've seen the tax thing that the state puts out,
right.
And a lot of communities have a lot of other kind of hidden taxes.
Right.
There's local tax on fuel, there's taxes on vehicle registration in some communities, there's business, different kind of personal tax, like we used to have here years ago a business personal property tax, so we would tax inventory, shelving, computers, forklifts, you know, all those kind of things, and we did away with that. So we pretty much just have the two things where all those, some other places may be a little cheaper in the basic sales tax or property tax, they have all these others that
right.
when you add them all up, it's not that much different.
Right. I appreciate that. I just.
Yeah. But we are, I'll agree with Ernie, the sales tax, just if you look at just at that number, it is a high number. One thing I commented on the in the workshop, that the Wrangell has, I think in the early 1980s, we had 2,700 people here then or whatever. We had, I think, 93 people apply for senior citizens' property tax exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And now we probably double that number, even though the population is less. So one of the things with sales tax is our property tax revenue has just been pretty much flat. And even though cost of everything keeps going up, and the sales tax is kind of, it kind of goes up with inflation as stuff costs more, there's more sales tax just because it's on a bigger number. So that's been able to help keep pace with inflation, where property taxes, you know, we don't have a lot of new building, we don't, you know, it's just been, that's been our Achilles heel here, is that just a lot more seniors are in town now, and of course they get exempted up to $150,000 in value, and so that there is no tax. And if you did years ago, the state used to reimburse us for that, and if they did that now, you could drop sales tax, but that isn't the case. They did away with funding that mandate, but it is, there's a lot more seniors claim now. So.
I'm sure as soon as I turn 65, they're going to exempt, they're going to throw that out. So.
No.
Maybe they'll give it to all guys.
I hope so.
Oh, no. Okay. Any other discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Rivet?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Vice Chairman
Foster. Yes. Item 13E.
Approval of Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Replacement Project. Resolution to authorize a special assembly meeting for May 29th, 2012 for related items.
Okay, we have two recommended motions on this one. Yeah.
I'd move to approve the Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Replacement Budget in the amount of $31,119,825.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Could you speak to
this? Yeah, this is just put before you. Back in February, we established the budget at $29,369,825. And that was the amount of funding that we had anticipated at that time. We received $1.8 million more from the governor in the capital budget. So we're just raising that budget amount to $31,119,825.
Do we vote on this one?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Full vote, please.
Assembly members Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Motion number two.
Move to call a special assembly meeting for the purpose of reviewing and taking action on contracts relating to the construction of the Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Replacement Project.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Tim, under discussion, could you clarify to me exactly what this means?
It would be the items that went out to bid for the component portion and for the civil portion of the project. It would be an intent to award those bids contingent upon receiving the loans for the project.
The only thing I would ask is when would we anticipate this special meeting to be?
I'm sorry, in the body of the memo, it was recommended for May 29th, next Tuesday.
Any other discussion? Roll, please.
Councilmember Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Schultz?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McConaughey?
Yes. Okay, item 13F. Approval to issue change order number one to Ketchikan Ready Mix for Etland Street Medical Campus Utilities Assistance Project.
I move to authorize the borough manager to issue change order number one to Ketchikan Ready Mix for change conditions to the Etland Street and Medical Campus Utilities Assistance Construction Contract. Change order number one includes an additional contract increase of $14,289.50 and a time extension of 30 days. Portions of the added cost will be allotted to the appropriate funding streams, which include both the City and Borough of Wrangell's residential road funds and the State of Alaska grant for the new Wrangell Medical Center's construction funds.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just a reminder why there are two sources of funding identified.
Yeah.
Because it a portion of the work is on the hospital project side, so then the state grant is used. A portion of the work is in the residential area where we're using the residential development fund. When lots are then sold afterwards, that money can then be paid back into that fund.
Thank you, Tim. Any other discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assemblymembers McConaughey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Item 13G.
Approval of purchase of D6 dozer.
Move to approve the purchase of a Caterpillar model D6R dozer from NC Machinery for the quoted price of $145,000. To be paid from the general fund reserves without competitive bidding as allowed under Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050B and F.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion?
You may recall this was an item that was going to be in next year's budget. In order to save some money, we'd like to purchase it now. Take the funds out of reserve and then remove that purchase from next year's money budget, so it's all a wash.
Right now we're renting the dozer at several thousand dollars a month, so this will save us a substantial amount of money to purchase it now.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Simon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Trivet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Item 13H.
Approval of agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the USDA for the purpose of providing legal services for the Wrangell Medical Center construction project.
I'll move to approve the USDA FHA legal services agreement for the Wrangell Medical Center construction project as presented.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Can you tell us about this?
I sure can. This is one of the items that the USDA requires the city to enter into and identify who will be performing legal services during the construction portion of the contract. This is one of the many documents that USDA needs before we can enter into any loan agreement.
Please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Vice Mayor McCloskey?
Yes. Okay, and that brings us to the attorney file, which you all have there in front of you. Mm-hmm. We have no executive session. So at 7:50, adjourn.